नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट टुडेज वर्स 14 यासमुपपितं देह यासमुपपितं देह
यासमुपपितं देह
आकाशं मन्युन उल्बनम् आकाशं मन्युन उल्बनम् आत्मा जिज्ञासया यच्छेत् आत्मा जिज्ञासया यच्छेत्
आत्मा जिज्ञासया यच्छेत्
सगुणान् अतिवर्तते सगुणान् अतिवर्तते या समुत्पतितं देहा आकाशं मन्युनुर्बनम् आत्मा जिज्ञासया
यच्छेत्
सगुणान् अतिवर्तते या एनीवन् हु समुत्पतितं सडन्ली अवेकेन्ड् देहे
the body
akashan
from the sky
manyun
anger
ulbanam
powerful
atmajigyasaya by inquiry into spiritual realization or self realization
by inquiry into spiritual realization or self realization
yachet
subdues
sha that person gunan the most beautiful abhivartate transcends translation incorporates language like Bhagavan and Prabhupada jai one who inquires into self-realization and thus subdues his powerful anger which awakens suddenly in the body as if falling from the sky transcends influence of the most initiation. Purport. When one becomes angry, he forgets himself and his situation. But if one is able to consider the situation by knowledge, one transcends the influence of the mode of material nature. One is always the servant of lust, desire, anger, greed, delusion, envy, and so forth. But if one obtains sufficient strength in spiritual advance, one can control them. One who obtains such control will always be transcendentally situated, untouched by the modes of material nature. This is only possible when one fully engages in the service of the Lord. As the Lord says, Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Mamchayo vivicharena bhakti yogena sevate shagunan samati taitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the spiritual plan. By engaging one in devotional service, the Krishna consciousness movement keeps one always transcending anger, greed, lust, envy, and so forth. One must perform devotional service because otherwise one will become victimized by the modes of material nature. Very nice verse. This is the conclusion of our Krishna consciousness, to engage ourselves in the process of devotional service. Everyone is trying hard and in some form or another strive for some kind of achievement. But to progress in spiritual life, one has to overcome the senses and the mind and the body's demands. This is the process of devotional service. Gives us this process by which we can overcome our senses. Self-realization comes is when we can practice devotional service. When we make the endeavor to perform devotional service, then we can overcome. It's not that it's all very easy. Everything is easy when we make the endeavor. It's not that Krishna is so difficult. Ultimately, he wants us to go back to him, but he made it easy for us. All we have to do is chant Hare Krishna. Sing and dance. Just like he just demonstrated, it's not. That's the process. There's no like, you know, shortcut for some magic. That magic is chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting and dancing. Performing devotional service. Some people say, you Hare Krishna, get a job! We are doing our job. That job is the ultimate job. It's known as devotional service to Krishna. It's very simple. Life is very simple. If we perform devotional service to Krishna, as is demonstrated and given, the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada. That process is this. If you worship, cooking for Krishna, going out and chanting, distributing books, Sankirtan Yajna, having this temple, inviting people. That's all. Preaching is the essence, Prabhupada said. Preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. Beer is the force. So these things are the most important thing in Krishna consciousness. Is that it's not that we are simply talking. We are also performing the service. So when we perform devotional service, then the nectar of devotion comes to you. It falls on you. It's not like when you sit down and the food falls on your plate. Somebody has to cook it, somebody growing the field, somebody offering to Krishna. Big and little before you can eat it. So you can experience Krishna consciousness when you practice that Krishna consciousness. Abhyasa Yoga Luktena, Krishna says, by practice and detachment, one can attain. Bhaktyamaha Vidharati. Through bhakti, Krishna says, you can know me. Through devotion, you can know me. You cannot demand to see God. You can see him by the performance of devotion, service, bhakti yoga. Prabhupada said, devotion service is not a heaven, gymnastic. It is practical. Serving. Service is practical. If you ask, go and sit in the mountains, in Himalaya, that is going to be impossible. Some may be able to do it. You're living in the city, you have family, and you have so much to do, you have a job, and maintain your family. And how do you go to the forest and mountain, if there is forest left? I heard they're cutting the forest. If you go to the mountains in Himalaya, not too far from there, then they need effort. Very noisy. Everywhere there is disturbance. So wherever you are, grihe thako kone thako sada hari chale thako. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, grihe thako, even family life, griha. Bone thako, even in the forest, sada hari chale thako. Call on me, Hari, chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada went to America. He was living very happily in Vrindavan. Why did he have to go to New York City to chant Hare Krishna? Paravata Dukhi, those who are pure devotees of Krishna, they feel hurt, they feel their suffering to see others are suffering. They feel hurt when the others are suffering. And the way to perform devotional service, to engage others in devotional service, that's the way to relieve that suffering. Nitya word, Dukhalaya Sasa Dhamma. Abhramabhavana Loka, from the highest planet in the material world, Brahma Loka, the highest planet in the material world, down to the lowest, is full of misery. The Kala. And you can see today, evening, you can live in a nice house, very peacefully. And a Russian drone bomb. But your world is full of uncertainty. There's no place where you can hide or run to. You can run to our Hare Krishna temple. You can run in front of Krishna. That's why Krishna says, come to me. He's like the fool, he's calling us. But he doesn't have to work hard to call, because sometimes we're not here. But Krishna is magic. Here's the fruit. Even the cows come. The birds come. That's his way of calling. So Krishna is like the fruit. We need to see Krishna not like the fruit. He's constantly calling us. Come, come, come. He promised me. You're in the womb. Please take care of this miserable situation. We are stuck in the womb of a mother. And any mother they eat hot food and swallow them they eat spicy food. Western people eating, drinking alcohol and swallowing and smoking. That's really big. Praying, the baby's praying, finishing the bottle, praying, give me up, I'm sorry. As soon as you come out, oh, thank you, I feel so good. We forget Krishna, we forget our promise. We make promise to Krishna, I'll serve you. In front of the Guru, we take initiation. I follow no meeting, no gambling, no sex, no intoxication. And I'll chant 60 rounds. I'll chant extra rounds of Ekadashi. We promise. Sometime, after some time, we start to fade away. We forget the promise that we make our Guru Maharaj in front of the fire. Our promise to Krishna, our promise to Vaishnavas, our promise to our spiritual. That is strength of Maya. Maya gets into us, chokes us. Just like when you want to grow a plant, right? In Melbourne, the soil is not good, so you buy a pot plant. And you put your avocado trees, your fruit tree, the fruit tree that grow, and you have to water it. Like those plants, you have to water it every day. By gradually watering the plant, it goes into a tree, a nice tree, and then there's fruit. They go to the supermarket, you see the best looking fruit, and then you buy it. I've used the fruit, there are bugs in it, you don't buy it. So you want the best fruit, then you have to have a good looking tree, a nourished tree. The nourishment in Krishna consciousness is Jani Hare Krishna. You're associating devotees, Sadhu Sangha. That is the nourishment. That is the fruit of a tree. You can judge a tree by its fruit. Just like this little girl here. What's your name?
Tarangini.
Tarangini. She's sitting here very sincerely, like blood orange. And this one here also, right? You know, they could have small kids and boys, they're all going to the school and dropping gadgets on the mobile phone. But they're here in front of Krishna, studying scriptures. Komala Agre Prayat. It is mentioned like Prahlad Maharaj, Komala. One has to perform bhakti devotion to Krishna in the early age. Because when we grow up, we get entangled, family life, we get entangled by Maya. That's why we have to practice Krishna consciousness in the early age. Everything that goes in our head, anything that we learn in the early age, that should stay inside us. The parents, they are showing good example by coming to temple, training the children to become Krishna conscious. Human life is meant to perform bhakti devotion. That is the purpose of existence. If you take a fish out of the water, you can give him everything. Bring him to Australia, build a house near the sea, like everybody wants to live, a nice house near the sea. Car, bank balance, job. These things are very flickering. In a moment's notice, this thing can go away. We can just see. This uncertainty is the material world. pandemic, people lose their jobs. Nobody knew the disease will come. This is mature world. That's why Krishna says, come to me. He's playing the flute. He's calling us. Please come to me. Bhaktamana vidanati. Perform devotion to me. You can attain me. You can come to me. He's giving us the process. He's not God is so far away I can't see. He's here. He's far away, but he's also very near. He's sitting in our heart as Paramatma. We are looking elsewhere. Like a deer. A deer is always the smell coming from the deer's body, this musk. And when the deer goes crazy, trying to find the source of the smell, where is it coming from? They go running. Where is the smell coming from? But the smell coming from their own body. So, Sudachita Karaya Udaya, it's mentioned, the love for Krishna is already in our heart. Simply by practice, we can bring our love to Him. Sudachita Karaya Udaya. So, we are chanting and dancing here. We are not doing it to exercise. For fun. It is the fun. But we are doing because this is what we are meant to do. This is what pleases Krishna. This is what pleases the spiritual master. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, the Kevalam, Parama, Sevana, 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 Kiranida. There's no other way except chanting the holy name for Kali Yuga. It's the only way. No other way to perform bhakti, devotion to Krishna. So this verse, it explains. One who inquired into self-realization and thus subdues his powerful anger. This is the way. Self-control. We have to control our senses. We have to discipline our minds. Not that you want to eat and go for it. You eat whatever. Drink whatever. You don't even read the label. There must be some control. There must be some discipline. It's like people get married. Not with anyone. They choose, they decide who they can support the family. There's some decision. There's qualification. They choose. Not so many. There's a system. So when you have children, also make sure you decide the children are good. So you take care of your health so the child with him can be more healthy. So there's so many things are involved. So there's discipline. Not like animals. There simply there's no such thing. So rules and regulations are there to uplift us to platform of better life for happiness. Because for the highest platform of happiness is to perform bhakti yoga. Reach happiness. Then happiness is in our heart. Reach happiness. We are always looking elsewhere. Like a cow. They say in English, grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Cows always, you see the neck going up, the tongue going up, looking for, try to get that grass. While they're standing on the grass, green grass, they're looking elsewhere. The happiness is there within us, while we're looking elsewhere. This is mature world, like I said, from highest land, wherever you go, mature world is a place in you. There is no place you can hide and run. Whoever you are, Grihe Thakur, Pane Thakur, wherever you are, in a family, in a forest, chant happiness. That is the method. Process of bhakti, devotion to Krishna. It starts within yourself, not within your own family. So if there's no discipline, then we cannot do anything. There must be discipline. Just like you go in the kitchen to cook. We all cook. They have to make sure there is enough salt, not too much salt, or there's a system in cooking methods. They should be clean clothes, the cooking for Krishna, our consciousness clean. There is hygiene, the kitchen is clean, we have to be clean consciousness, hands are clean. This is why in India we do it like this, not handshake. And this is making me think, don't shake hands, it's violent, but we already know, we should be doing this. Very cross is already there, one step forward. So disciplinary action is required to control the senses is required. You see how much you should eat, how much not to eat. Is the food is clean? Is going to be healthy for me? Somebody offers you a plate of gulab jamun and rasamalai and barfi. You don't eat all that. You can't. If you can digest, that's okay. So there's control. Anger. Mention your anger. Anger management. People are getting angry for nothing. Why did you look at me like that for? I didn't do anything. They started a war. Just finished the pandemic for 2 years, then they started a war. Give a break. No break in which you won't. One thing is over, next one starts. But you keep trying to be happy in this world. We keep trying. Changing jobs, next job. This job will be better. And then you go to work, IT. What's your occupation? I'm a mechanical engineer. You're under the car. Already come home, so. All day you're in front of a computer. Eyes are coming out of your socket. That's pain. You have to put it back in. Your fingers are shaking because the nerves are hurting. That's why you come to me. Oh, can you teach me yoga? And the Indian mother said, can you teach me yoga? I said, you have to start from here. You have to stop eating too much, you know, aloha and all this food eating, and puri. He said, no, I can't do that. Jiva Lala said, we are running after senses. We are controlled by our tongue and our belly and lower senses. Jiva Lala said, Krishna Dharparaya Krishna Nahi Pai. Those who run after the senses, Krishna Nahi Pai, they cannot find Krishna because they're running after senses. I see people come, Prabhu, here's all this Krishna. I'm a little bit, thank you. Not the whole thing. We decide what's going to be good for us. So ultimate decision we have to make, that decision is to serve Krishna, is to go back to Krishna, where our real home is. This world is not our real home. Our real home is Vaikuntha. What does Vaikuntha mean? But there is no anxiety. Everyone here is full of anxiety. No one can say, I am free of anxiety. Even if you are sitting on $1 million, you can't take one paisa with you. When you sit down to eat, you only can eat 5 chapatis. Not more, maybe more, a little bit more. One plate, your plate is limited size. Even if you're a rich man, your plate is the same size as a poor man's plate. I'm talking about your stomach, size of your stomach. Everyone is limited to sense enjoyment. But Krishna consciousness is unlimited. Bhakti for Krishna is unlimited. Krishna is the reservoir of our pleasures. And we can be part of that. We can be part of Krishna's family. It's full of excitement, full of joy. Your family has 3 kids, 4 kids, female family. Krishna's family is universal. That's a big family. Isn't it? Before I became a Hare Krishna devotee at that age, I only knew some people. Now I have thousands of friends all over the world. If I open the Facebook, I can't get off of it. All night and day I can't spend time. So many friends have become my friend. Devotees are our friend. At the time of death, you're going to call my mind. We're going to call Karandini. And what's your name, Hare?
Hare.
We're going to call Hare Krishna. What is Hare Krishna? Can you give me a glass of water? My voice is choking. So all the Vaishnavas are there to protect us. We don't have to worry. Prabhupada said one time. One devotee asked Prabhupada, oh Prabhupada, what if I can't remember you? I can't remember Krishna at the time of death, and I happen to just remember you. But I'm not doing my Krishna, I'm doing my Guru. Prabhupada said, let me think about it, I'll tell you. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you think of me, Mamana Smara, think of me, become my devotee. At the time of death, you think of me. He didn't say to think of your Guru or anyone. It's very particular about this. So Prabhupada said, that is okay. So if you can remember Prabhupada, that's good. If you can remember Vaishnavas, I guess that's good. Because that's why we keep our children, our daughters, spiritual name. If you give somebody name Peter or Sally or Michael, there's no meaning. Because you call them that name, it's not Krishna's name. So in every way we have to make an endeavor to perform devotional service to Krishna. That is the ultimate service.
You know, I serve my country. I serve my family.
At the time of death, there's no country left. No family will leave. Only Krishna. Nothing is with us. Even now, when you leave, you go away, you go to sleep, you're on your own. You're not on your own. Your best friend is not with you. Krishna is with you. He's sitting in your mouth. Sridhar Sarabhutanam, Krishna says, I'm the friend of all living entities. I'm sitting in the heart of all living entities. I'm the friend of all living entities. He's the best friend. We're never alone. Krishna is in our heart. Where's father? Pitahama Sadagato Mata Mata Pitamaha. Krishna says, I'm the father of this universe. I'm the mother. I'm the grandchild. Krishna is always with us. He's our friend. If you eat food, you're going to get hungry again. We give food to the people, they're going to still come back a second. They'll be hungry again. They have to eat later on. But the real way to satisfy ourselves is performance and bhakti. So we can control our anger, we can control our lust and greed simply by being satisfied with Krishna. You see, we're having a full-on kirtan here. You saw us, we're dancing. We didn't even have breakfast yet. We woke up 3:30, some of these devotees they got 3:30, came to Mahalaya at 4:30. By the time we finish this class, by the time we have breakfast at 9 o'clock, that's already 4 or 5 hours. People are just like, look, we're just getting up now. We're having rocking, chanting, and dancing. I love it. I can hardly wait to come to the temple, open the door and get in that chant. But this is what gives us the real pleasure. When you chant Krishna's name, Kali Kali Namrupe Krishna Avatar, Krishna says, it's mentioned, in Kali Yuga Krishna is there in his name. When he is thirsty, he not the one to drink 2 guys of blood. But anything, he wants blood, he wants, that's all. Really good water, it's so good, I feel so fantastic. He had to be million dollars in one, because you're thirsty, you just want water. So, chanting Hare Krishna is the taste. The holy name is the ultimate taste. It's a taste, the spiritual taste. That taste is enough in the holy name. Relish the holy name. Relish bhakti, devotional service of Krishna. And sometimes, I gotta go in the kitchen and cook. Grab me. Once I get the spoon, get everything, I feel excited, I feel happy. Just getting in the mood. Sometimes I see devotees, they're complaining. But when they go in the kitchen, they're singing, Hare Krishna, before they're grumpy. So once you are in the mood of serving Krishna, when you dive into the process of your own service, there is no anxiety, there's no room for anxiety, because you are observed. We have to be observed. This is the method. That's the process. You don't have time to be in Maya. This is why when the people come to our temple, it's not that you go to Hindu monkey. They give you a little bit of prasad. You honor it, touch your head. But then you go to the McDonald's afterwards. because you're still hungry. When you come here, we give you a full plate, rice, dal, sabji, paneer sabji. People say, what is the paneer sabji? People are very famous for halwa with butter dripping out of your mouth and mouth. We give you so much food, you're not hungry till next day. When you go home, you don't have time to eat anything. We fill you up with prasadam. We are giving you the full package of Krishna consciousness. And you come to the temple, and one devotee wanted to leave Ramananda Swami. And then he was lying on the floor saying, I don't want to be Hare Krishna, I want to go home. And Srila Prabhupada made a big bowl of gulab jamun. Gulab jamun is an Indian sweets, but even Indian people will tell you, Hare Krishna, you make the best. Because Prabhupada showed us the recipe. Big ones, very juicy, it melts in your mouth. They even call it Hare Krishna bullet. It's love feast. So he put a big bowl of gulab jamun at the side of the door. And he was deciding to leave. He said, oh, this is a gulab jamun, oh my God. He couldn't resist. He had to have one. He took one, he ate one. And then it's so good and it's so big. And once he, something really good, like gulab jamun, he won't have another one. He had two, three, up to 10. After eating 10 gulab jamun, you can move your body. Only thing you can do is lie down. Maybe even roll on the ground and change sides because it hurts the other side. That's how you stay in Krishna consciousness. Never left. Prasadam is the key. And I've been a devotee from this small girl's age. And when I first came to the temple, I smelled their cooking and for Ramana. So good smell. You know, in your Indian family, they're cooking every day. The children will tell you, oh, mommy, can you cook this today? She said, no, we're cooking what I want to cook. But sometimes, if it's a good mother, they'll listen to the children. They'll make what you want. But they're cooking for Ramanava, pani sabji, and so many other things. And it was lunch, so good smell. I didn't even eat it. The smell itself was filling me up. So I still feel the taste is inside me, the smell is still there, still giving me that inspiration up to today. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sastra. Associating with sadhus, that gives us a long way. We remember all life. That moment of association with sadhu can inspire us to be Krishna conscious for whole life. And anger, lust, greed. Who doesn't have a lust? Everyone is lusty. I say, I'm free of lust. We're not. But we don't have time for it. We don't have time for it. Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna day and night. And Chandkaji, the Muslim king, sent a beautiful woman to distract him from chanting. He said, I'll attend you when I finish my japa. This is the japa mala. When I finish this round, I will attend you. That never happened. 3 days, 3 nights, the Mataji shaved her own hair. Beauty in us is our hair. She shaved the hair, she started chanting with him after the third night. She got purified by chanting. Than hearing the voice. So, what happened? Maya is at the feet of Krishna. She will serve Krishna. So, we lust. This, who's name? Kunti Devi is the, she was very elderly lady. But she has the beauty of a young girl because she had a blessing from a demigod. Right? There was a blessing. And another demigod, what's his name? The sage, Vivanamani. She said, you'll never become an old lady. So she was really old, but she was very beautiful, even when she was 16 years old. So Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas were asked, do you become attracted to your mother because she is so beautiful? They said, yes, we do. So they asked them, so what do? Nothing. So nothing. So we are attracted to beauty, but we don't do anything about it. We appreciate beauty because Krishna is the all beauty. He is the creator of all the beauty. We understand the source of all beauty is Krishna. So when you see in relation to Krishna, then everything is okay. We have to always see the source of everything is Krishna. We also get angry. Sadhus, they say, oh, they don't get angry. Hanuman was very angry. Prabhupada used to say, Hanuman got very angry. He is a pure devotee of Lord Ram. This is time for everything. Kurukshetra, battlefield of Kurukshetra. They didn't say Hare Krishna, step on me. But there was anger. But not unnecessary. The time for everything. So use the anger when it is meant to. Otherwise, you can control it. Arjuna was sent to heavenly planet and to get the weapon from the Indra. So he said, I'm here for a reason. I don't get attracted to anything else. My purpose of being here is to get the weapon from Indra. She is the first wife, Purvasi, from the heavenly dancer. He said, no, I'm not here for that. I'm not here to get entangled with anything. I'm here. So our purpose, similarly, is to keep ourselves engaged in devotional service. Don't get attracted to or sidetracked to anything other than what you meant to serving Krishna. Serving Krishna is devotional service. Our temple is full of service. It's not that we simply talk and then we go to the temple. After this class, I go to the kitchen to cook, then some, they go to the restaurant. Everybody has service to do. So, we have to keep busy. We have to keep ourselves engaged. Mind is the devil's workshop. The mind will find time to idle. So keep the mind engaged, busy, in serving Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, if you have time, chant Hare Krishna. Always chant Hare Krishna. If you don't have peace, you have a calm, you can chant Hare Krishna. He likes to dance in front of Krishna. He likes to take the shalom off of Krishna. He wants to see beautiful things, see beautiful form of Krishna. Devotees, when they see beautiful rose and flowers, they are thinking, how I can offer this to Krishna. I make a nice garland and offer to Krishna. They are thinking this way, always, how we can attract Krishna, how we can engage others in Krishna, how we can bring people to the feet of Krishna. This is the picture. We need to be examples of self. This is why these children, they hear from the mothers and parents, they are serving Krishna, they are also showing their children how to become Krishna devotees. It's not that they are also going to school, but they are also practicing Krishna consciousness. We are all in the learning place. This temple is not only for children. All of us, like the Jesus, they said, we are son of God. For children of God. We are Krishna children. Krishna is the creator of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. All of our children, spiritual Krishna says something. We are His creators. We belong to Him. He's calling us. That's why Krishna came 5,000 years ago. That's why Buddha came. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Narasimhadev came. To bring us back to Him. Come on. And they do all these wonderful pastimes. Krishna makes it over than Him. To show us that He is the Supreme. So we can be attracted to Him. He didn't do it just for fun. He was showing us that He is the Supreme God. We are not the God. We can't live Govardhan Hill and eat mountain and unapproved. He did that Leela, perform his Leela to attract the conditioned soul to come back to his own soul. Everything Krishna did make that. In Dwarka, Krishna would get up in the morning and he used to meditate. Unmoved. He is the Supreme, made that himself. So we are meant to get up in the morning, go to Guru, chant Hare Krishna, also Yogi, take Pushada for Krishna. This is the purpose of our life. This is the purpose. This is our existence. Our purpose of life is to serve Krishna and go back to Krishna. That is our home. You go to your home. You see today, you go to people's home. There's no one there, only their dog. They all go to work. Only they sleep at night. And the weekend they go out. Restaurant, go for here and there. They hardly spend time at home. They have big house. But they have a home. They only want to go holiday somewhere else. While they're living in a nice place. So that is the nature of this world. Always wanting to go somewhere else. Because we don't belong here. Our home is up there in the spiritual world. We almost feel like going. We don't feel like, and someone is running, you go to the airport, maybe now it's a bit less, but all those people moving around. And the bus station, train station, full of people going, moving around. Always on move, people going somewhere. So our home is to go back to Kansas. Maybe there's no traffic jam to go back to Kansas because nobody wants to go there. Everybody wants to stay here. So this is always very clear to go back. There's plenty of space there to get in the airplane. But we need the ticket, the visa, that is here. The ticket is to chant the holy name, initiation from the Guru. The Guru gives you the mercy. You have to surrender to Guru Maharaj. Surrender to Krishna. This is the process. If you want to come to Australia, you want to go to America, Canada, New Zealand, all the nice places. You need to have a visa, qualification. So go back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. That qualification is perform devotional service. You have to be free from anger, lust, greed, like it's mentioned here. That is not easy. But it becomes easy by the mercy of Guru. Mukamkarati Bhakalam Pampulam Tevi. It is mentioned by the mercy of Guru. One can talk eloquently. A lame man across the mountain, Pangu Langa, take him. Jati Pata Mahamande, Shiguru Nita. By the mercy of Guru, a dumb man can speak eloquently. A blind man can see. The Guru's mercy is what we need. We are made out of the mercy of the spiritual mercy. It's not that it just comes, we have to qualify. The qualification to go back to Vaikuntha, to Krishna, is sense control, is to develop love for Krishna, is to chant Hare Krishna, is to nava ruchi, to develop the taste for chanting, taste for hearing Krishna katha. That is the definition of love. If, when you love Krishna, you want to sit and hear, listen about Krishna. Krishna is the object of all love. The object of everything, the source of everything. All material and spiritual Krishna has come from me. He is the source of all. He is sitting in our heart. He is like the battery. He's like battery, it goes and you recharge it, your phone. So coming to here, Krishna is giving inspiring us. He spoke this Bhagavad Gita. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita. These are Krishna's words. This is why we talk about this. But just by chanting on Krishna, he's there in the name, just by hearing about Krishna. But Krishna is there in the name, in the philosophy. That's the whole idea of coming together, association, is that we can make that progress, daily progress, every day. We get together every day, associate, chant Hare Krishna together. On our own, ekakya mai nahi paibo. On our own, it's not easy, but when we come together, then it becomes easy. Each other, we can inspire each other. That's why they have a church, they come together. We have a temple, we come together. The idea is to come together. Each other inspires us. The spiritual master inspires us. Sadhus inspires us. The deity, we perform the deity It's not that they stop there. They're there. They're accepting our service. They inspire us. Krishna's come from the all the way in the spiritual world, come here, stand in the eating room, accept your service, your offering. He thinks this is all for a joke. You know, it's very expensive to run this temple, Gopal, everything. This is the whole idea, is that we can get purified. We can come to Krishna, go back to Godhead. Because this is what we, like I said, this is what we're meant to do. Only three people are surrendering, others are not. No, I don't have time. When I'm 50, for God, that's the time I will give. But there's no guarantee that we can live that long. People die left and right. War, disease, everyone's dying. That's why you have to serve Krishna from childhood. Satatam Keta Intavam, Krishna says, think of me always, Satatam. Not he said 7 days only, always, day and night. We have to give up the self-enjoyment attitude and give enjoy, pleasure to Krishna. Best thing to Krishna. The best thing is in us is our younghood. When you are youthful or young, give your energy to Krishna. We are dancing, singing, a lot of energy goes in. Because we are meant to give our energy to Krishna. Like I said in the morning, we are singing, there's a lot of energy. You can keep that energy and do other things. No, this body is His energy. By His mercy we are able to breathe. By His mercy our hair is growing. By His mercy you can digest our food. By His mercy we can open our eyes. I'll try to recognize that Krishna is the driving force of our life. He's the source. All of these interferes. If Krishna can take all the way, 1 second, earthquake, everything's gone, and even if you have missiles and all these high-tech equipments to destroy, but Krishna just blinks his eyes and earthquake. We don't have any weapons against that. Just like right now in Queensland, there's all this flood. They don't have their powers to stop it. They can't do nothing. Big flood, just only water. It's very soft. They have nothing to stop the water. It can flood the whole country. Pralaya, the time of dissolution, it water comes. You can have big tanks and machines, airplanes, all these fast airplanes. And what they call sonic, air-sonic missiles. But if the tsunami comes and the flood comes, you can't do nothing. So God is more powerful. If mosquito bites, just mosquito, you go, mosquito's finished. But that mosquito can kill you. You get bites even malaria. We have this airplane and big fighter jets. They can have accidents. Missile putting, they can shoot them down. But there's all this flies and mosquitoes, there's never an accident. Perfectly, some of these. They fly, the birds are flying. There's never an accident in flocks. You see, Krishna created a natural system of defense. They have claws, some animals, some fish that have electric in the tail, I heard. But the purpose, we are doing the same thing, fighting, eating, sleeping, making, defending. That is not the purpose of human life. To fight, club, cat and dog, for land, for home, for something which is temporary. We are fighting for things that are useless, that can protect us. We can control our senses, lust, anger, greed. If you can control your senses, that is a real warrior. Today I'm going to take a vow to chant Hare Krishna or become Brahmachari. That is strength. It's not in the muscle. Spiritual strength. Balaram. Balaram. Bala means strength. Spiritual strength. Those who can control the senses. Sadhu. Sadhu means one who is full of knowledge. The strength. Cut the ignorance. All Agnyati Gandha. Yeah. Cut the ignorance. That is the strength. The strength to say no to sin and joy. To say no to lust and anger and greed. People look at you wrongly. People hurt you. Always. He's one who can tolerate. But the urges. They have of all these senses. One who can stand and withstand. Like the wind or something, like a tree. They cut the tree, they tolerate. The tree doesn't protest. People standing in the grass. Hey you, why stepping? The grass doesn't protest. So one who is humbler than the grass, taller than the tree, he can chant Hare Krishna. Skip on this at the Hare always. We have to be very controlled. It's not the strength in the muscle or military power. The strength is spiritual strength. It comes from chanting Hare Krishna. It comes from Krishna. It comes from Vaishnava, from Sadhu, from the Holy Name. There's no other strength. Krishna says no one can, the soul, the spirit soul, no one cannot be cut or dampened in the water or killed by weapons. The soul is sukha, is sattva, is spiritual. No one can kill the soul. Atmahana. The only way one can kill the soul is when one turns away from Krishna. Soul is a spiritual. Sati ananda. You can kill the body because body is sinful, not the soul. Soul lives on forever. That is death. Death is nothing but stepping over, going to the next body, transmigration of the soul. You cannot kill the soul. You can kill the body. So, abhaya charanarvinda, we're not afraid. What is it to be afraid of? The fear in the body is I'm going to forget you. We pray to Krishna, allow me to do that. That is our prayer. How I can overcome my senses? How I can become a glory for you? How I can control my senses? Free from lust and greed, like Prabhupada said, and so forth. We are always in constant war with Maya. We are in constant battle with Maya. Tug of war. Maya said, serve me. Don't go to the temple. Don't go home now. Stay back. Enjoy. You are very comfortable here in your home, in front of the TV. This is Maya telling you. A ghost in your body. You have to come out of this ignorance. That's why this spiritual master tells us. All my masters, you're born in ignorance, come out of this ignorance and serve Krishna, perform devotional service. That's the only way. Chanting Hare Krishna is the only way in this Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is very tough place. As in the temple, it's really tough. Everyone is for everyone. Get a job, work out, maintain. This is how people become devoted. Some people don't care, they just beg in the street, they give up. But they don't know this is the way to do it. Life is so tough. But life is not tough actually. It's so Krishna. Krishna created, made it easy. We are making it tough. Krishna said, Prabhupada said, simple living high thinking. As Sandhu lives in the forest, he uses the bark of a tree to cover his body as a cloth. Water from the river. Fruit from the tree. That's all he needs. We need to have so much to survive. A car, a better car. What car is going to take you to one place to another? Why do you go to other places? Because you need a job. If you're satisfied one place, you don't need to go anywhere. Why have to have a refrigerator? Because you want food from America. You can eat food seasonal. You don't need. Originally, in the very time, there was no refrigerator because they eat seasonal food. This is actually healthy. Frozen food is not healthy. Nutrition will go. He drink orange juice. 2 days, he squeeze the orange juice. 5 minutes later, the goodness is gone. and the drinking flesh. 50% is food. So if you really want health, it will be very conscious of health. Health conscious is you think what you eat, you see what you put in. Similarly, we have to also see, are we developing Krishna consciousness? Are we getting free from the last rank and greed? Development, spiritual development, not just material health. That is only body. Spiritual health is the statement, the state of our consciousness and our heart and the soul. Spiritual health. That development. Spiritual health. It's not just physical health. Clearing the cage, we forget the birth of the cage. So we clean the body, we're not seeing our real self is the soul. Am I making sure that I'm developing faith for in Krishna? That is the soul level. Krishna activity. That's what we're talking here. Devotional service. Service to Krishna. Not service to family, service to humanity. So you give food to someone, they get hungry again. We have to find, Krishna consciousness is to find the root of the problem. The root of the problem is in a forgotten Krishna. That is it. The root is there. Unless the root is burned, it's going to sprout again. So we all have a root problem. The root problem is the material desires. Desire to enjoy. That's what keeps us in this material world. Jarajagat. Karaga, the prison house of material existence, hard struggle for material existence. Work hard, survive, the survival. Everyone is working to die one day. They don't get nothing at the end. Work, for me at the mouth, come home, you can barely sit to watch the TV, you won't survive. But if you work for Krishna, then there is spiritual result. He walk and he goes to bed, there's nothing. What's the point? If people always say to be saviors, then even your bank is going up. So spiritual account is also going up. Yeah, that is the real thing. At the end of your life, you don't have anything. Everything saves you. But spiritual activity that you do, that's going to liberate us. That's going to kick us a place where we belong. Because at the time of death, it's not over. The soul will continue. But you have to come back again here. What's the point? Suffer again. Go through it again. You want to go where there is no suffering. So we are working here to go to that place where our real home is. Otherwise it's just going around the circle. Again and again. Again a family. Again a job. Rebirth. Birth after birth. Cycle of repeated birth and death. So what we're doing here, it's come out of the cycle of birth and death to go back to the spiritual world. That's why we're here. Life, work now, samadhi later, Prabhupada used to say. Work hard now, then your home is getting here. The spiritual home is waiting for you. Krishna is waiting for us. This is why we put all our endeavor in that. But it's very enjoyable. You should come to Kartamakbayam. This devotional service is very pleasurable. Shushukam, full of bliss, happiness. He saw us singing and dancing, it's full of bliss. It's not, no misery. Who dances early in the morning like this? It's because it gives us the bliss. It pleases Krishna. Our pleasure is what pleases Krishna, is what pleases Guru. That's our pleasure. We don't care about our own pleasure. In fact, when we please Krishna, our marriage will be happy. Shushukam, people. So it's not like you can do everything there in the process. You follow the process. If you want a nice decoration, you need to follow the recipe. It's there. You just want lazy, you don't, then you go to a fruit shop and get fruit or you go to a restaurant and eat. But somebody still needs to cook. So there's recipe for a good decoration. You choose to go to Gopal's, you choose to go to Crossroads because of good food, vegetarian, offered to Krishna, spiritual food, sanctified food. You don't go somewhere and eat nothing, enjoy that food. So it's all in the pudding, the recipe. The Krishna consciousness is a package of spiritual recipe, giving, channeling Krishna. Prabhupada course, Gaudiya Nanda, associated with this. It's very easy. Prabhupada never said it's difficult. It's so easy. Time flies. Before you know it, you're on the back of the plane. Up there. Bye bye, material world. Up in this region. So we have to raise our consciousness. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to raise our consciousness and raise from material consciousness to our consciousness is low. We are in mind, thinking material things. Short term. Spiritual consciousness is very high consciousness. Consciousness of Krishna. Spiritual dimensions. Spiritual world. That's why we study in this book, Bhagavad Gita. It tells us of the nature of that spiritual world. So I didn't know, it's all in this book. We have to practice. We don't know, I didn't know what honey tastes like. You can't just read the label. You have to drink it. Then, oh, it tastes so good. So the process of Krishna consciousness is not a shallow thing. To be able to experience it, you have to practice it. You have to dive into it. You have to be in it to enjoy it. Otherwise, it remains shallow for you. You will never understand, even though it's right in front of your face. If you dive into it, it's all here. You see, wow, these people dancing and singing, I want to be here. Then you feel good once you open it. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any questions? When the class gets really inspired, your mind gets blocked because so many things going in. You don't have time to think of questions. There's also a reason. I'm saying sometimes the class is so good, the speakers telling so many things. I can't think of a question because it's just so, everything is so perfect and everything makes so sense that I can't think of a question. But sometimes we ask a question and kind of squeeze something out. All right. Thank you very much. So Prabhupada, please.